Hello, everyone. Happy Friday or whenever you're listening to us. Today is a great episode. Season 6, Episode 8, Lisa on Ice. Turn it over to Nick.
Daddy, this place smells like Tinkle.
Homer, we have a perfectly good bookcase.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing on campus. Besides, it isn't costing us. I swiped the cinder blocks from a construction site.
Sir, 6 cinder blocks are missing.
There'll be no hospital then. I'll tell the children.
What episode name is that?
That's from Uncle Mo's Family Feedback, but I can never remember what the actual episode title. That's when Bart sells his soul.
Yeah. Right.
I think it is a title. Yeah, Bart sells his soul.
Yeah, I love that episode, especially because it's nostalgic. Because I used to always get those when you're going through the grocery aisle, they'd always like put toys in front of people's like kids' faces, like on those like chains or whatever,
entice
you to buy stuff, like. When you're in the pasta aisle, because they clearly know their audience. You're bored, you're with your mom or whatever, your parent, and they give you like a expandable, or what are they actually called? Like those, you know where I'm going with this, where you would...
I don't know where you're going with this, because
You have no idea, you never bought this toy growing up?
No, okay. I don't think
that is. And Bart sells his soul. Remember he has those toys where you add water and they expand?
Yeah, that's right, the dinosaurs.
So what you used to do is those are always in grocery stores in aisles strategically so that kids would like bug their parent to get one. They're dirt cheap. And what we used to do is after we finished like a 2-liter pop, we would put it in there and then add water, close the lid. And after like a couple days, you get huge.
They actually work, kind of?
Oh, yeah, they definitely worked. Oh, yeah. Were they full of like BPA plastic back in the day? Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of plastics and asbestos and all sorts. I don't remember seeing those in store. I know what you're talking about. I had no idea where you were going with it first because I thought you were relating it back.
You never had that as a kid? You never, like,
got them? No, not once. I know what they are. I don't recall ever seeing them, and I probably did. And maybe I just wanted one a lot, and I bugged my mom, and then she hit me with a stick or something. I don't know.
Fair,
probably.
Yeah. It didn't probably work like Bart was trying to do. You don't just, like, spray water on it. It takes like a significant amount of time for it to absorb water.
Best call out of false advertising on kids TV products. Was it A, that thing, the things whatever they expand, or B, the sea people in South Park?
Oh yeah, they made friggin' sea people so cool in South Park.
But only after, you know, they find the semen and Miss Chokes on Dick, and then
that's true.
Before that, they call it out saying it's just stupid. They're just brine shrimp.
I'm gonna say South Park probably. I can imagine if you could track that stock, if it even exists, whatever company makes those, that definitely went up when that episode came out.
Oh, definitely, yeah, most definitely. I wonder if this episode had an uptick in the one we're doing today here, not talking about pee and. Brine shrimp, but back to the actual episode, Lisa on Ice here. I wonder if there was an uptick in people playing hockey. So this came out in fall 94. So like, let's say the next season or late registration for the 94-95 season, like that there was actual, I wonder if this actually influenced anybody to play hockey. And I was thinking about reaching out to Mike Scully, who wrote the episode, is a big hockey fan. Or anybody, I was really wondering if this episode took place because of the hockey boom in California after Wayne Gretzky went to the LA Kings. You know, hockey became pretty popular, and it was right around this time too, not long after anyways, that the first Mighty Ducks movie came out. So hockey in the mainstream was kind of popular, I guess. It's not, you know, in probably, Canada.
Yeah, yeah. I could be saying probably, when was Peter Puck? No, that was older.
Peter Puck, yeah, that's much older.
The yeah, cartoon. They did bring Peter Puck back.
Yeah, and
it failed. That was like in the mid-2000s, I think.
It failed kind of miserably. But like hockey here is hockey. Everyone's obsessed for it. It's one of the reasons why. It's crazy, though, that, you know, how communities, cultures take to certain sports. Because you go all around what we call the Golden Horseshoe. It goes around Lake Ontario, basically from where Shane lives. And then it goes all the way west and then eventually south, curving like a letter C to Niagara Falls. And it's all, there's like 10% of our population, 15%, something like that, lives in this Golden Horseshoe. Just straight hockey obsessed. Leafs are number one, or hockey, whoever your hockey team is, that's number one, clear cut number one. You go literally across a bridge. You cross the, depending on where you're crossing into the Niagara Falls side of New York or Buffalo, automatically Buffalo Bills NFL is number one. The high school stadiums for football are like legitimate stadiums. There is barely high school football in Ontario anymore. Like the culture shock, literally, you just cross a bridge. And it's pretty crazy,
You could get
but
into a philosophical debate here of nature versus nurture.
you really could, and that's what everyone comes to this series for, is
Indeed.
intense philosophical
Yes, questions of
questions
do
and
you have any
debates.
free will, or is it just based upon where you live? Anyways, if anyone is actually curious on that topic, I encourage you to seek out a documentary called My Three Identical Strangers. Really good. Anyways.
There you go. Shane's getting all philosophical on us here. But
Speaking of
actually,
philosophical, what about that song I chose last episode
yeah,
for?
what the hell was that? I listened to the end because I was very curious to see what you were going to pick to the Sorrow song to end Bart's girlfriend. I have no idea what that was. What was that?
Well, it's a good song. Like, I put the link in the description to the artist. I think she's super talented, and I think she conveyed death in a really like kind of nice way. It's still depressing
It
if
is.
you listen to the lyrics,
Yeah.
but you specifically asked for like a song that was sad, and I
I
just looked
did.
through
I
my
did.
playlist. I do have a few, but that one stuck out to me in the in that moment, and that's why I linked it at the end there. I like that song actually. I listen to it every now and then. It's in my recurring playlist.
It is a very interesting song. So if you check the description out to see what Shane's talking about, or just listen to the end of Bart's Girlfriend to get a taste of it. And yeah, definitely interesting. Where does this one, where does Lisa on Ice rank? Okay, Homer at the Bat for me is number one unquestionably of the sports episodes, of the sports specific episodes. Where does it rank for, where does Lisa on Ice rank? Is it right there, number two?
It's interesting because I don't watch baseball,
I
but
know. Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
arguably Homer at Bat is funnier than Lisa on Ice, in my opinion. The gags, even though I don't even
Yeah.
know all the players.
See, man, I'm not sure. I think you might be forgetting some things here
Fair.
that are going to be very, very funny to relive again. Because I remember them all. This was one of my, hockey was my thing as a kid. It always was, still is to an extent. And
I had
I
Mighty
yeah.
Ducks linens, like
Yep.
comforter. And then back when people had like what are those things where you put it on your wall, you have to add it, it sticks to your wall with water?
Oh, a sticker.
No.
No,
It's
I
like a
don't even
border
know.
that goes around your room.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I
I
had
completely
one.
forget the name. No one does it anymore.
No. A
I had
border. It's
San
called a border.
Jose.
Yeah. Yeah, the sharks.
I had the Sharks. I was very logo centric. Like the Sharks logo to me was cool because I like sharks,
Well,
right?
hey, so
And my dad was
sore.
pissed because obviously hardcore Leafs fan. I grew out of that, and he did convert me. Yeah, thanks, Dad, for that. It's working. Yeah. Anyways, so I'm a hardcore Leafs fan. But like you said, the Mighty Ducks movies, awesome. The first one still holds up. I even watched the Disney Plus show. It was okay. It was just okay. But the Mighty Ducks cartoon, that slapped. That was actually really cool.
Yes, the Mighty Ducks cartoon is awesome. I had action figures based on the Mighty Ducks cartoon, and they were probably the, in terms of being able to play with them as a kid, they were probably the best hockey figures ever created. Because I remember specifically the goalie, forget his name in the show, but the goalie, like the way that his legs could bend and stuff like that, and his arms could move, it really felt like you were playing with a goaltender. Whereas other, like some of the other toys, when I was a kid growing up, they were just kind of in a set position. They couldn't really move that well. The players still couldn't really move that well. Possibly the best hockey toys
Yeah, they went all
ever
out.
made. They did. They went, and man, the Southern California, or not just Southern California, just California in general, they took over the hockey world. Like Gretzky went to the Kings in '88. You had the Sharks pop up in '91, and their teal jerseys, they were like the top selling jerseys in the league. The Ducks come in a couple years later, top selling jerseys in the league. People still love the original purple I have one. I have both.
Oh,
I have
the purple the is way better. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a purple Ducks jersey and I have a teal Sharks jersey. Love. And this is why one of the reasons why I love this episode so much is because it was strictly dedicated to hockey.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
I've got more hockey stuff to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So another game that, so first I want to throw it over to you. You still play. So hockey is very expensive if you play on ice. You know, yes. The equipment is extremely expensive to get into hockey. It's a very expensive sport. Soccer, like comparing like to another sport like soccer or baseball, equipment is, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not as expensive. I will say that probably the cheapest sport to get into is probably basketball. Right? You just need a pair of sneakers.
Basketball, and like some shorts. Yeah. Basketball, soccer, volleyball, those are probably the cheapest ones.
Hockey needs so much equipment, and the sticks are really expensive and they break quite often. And you have to get your skates sharpened all the time. Yeah, like it's an expensive sport. There are like programs to help kids get into hockey and help them along, like in their, you know, accessibility to the sport because it is so expensive, but it's an expensive sport. But you still play ball hockey. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
It's a fun thing. Yeah.
It is a good way to play with some college and high school friends that still live close by. I'm really playing softball too in the summer. So I'm still playing some of the sports that I loved. Yeah. But the thing was, is that when I played hockey growing up, I played at a lower level. And I knew the leagues, whether it was ball hockey in the summer or ice hockey in the winter, the leagues that I played in, they did have equipment that you could borrow. Like it was league equipment. So if you wanted to play goal or you needed, you could play, but you couldn't afford the pair of pants. Or I think basically as long as you had a stick, a helmet, gloves, and skates, you were good. If you needed to borrow shoulder pads or pants or something like that, they did have that type of stuff to borrow. So I was lucky. And some of the people in my league that if they needed it, they needed it. And that was pretty cool.
I guess my last thing I really
want to talk
about hockey. This is the last thing. If you have more, that's great. But the last thing I want to talk about in terms of hockey is I can't tell you how many times I had sleepovers at my buddy's house on the GameCube. We played NHL hits for literal like 6 hours straight into the like till the sun came up. Great game.
Even recently, you and I and some friends have been playing that game when we can over at your house, and I think I still enjoy that game. That might be the most enjoyable hockey game ever made, especially if you're playing with friends. I can see if you want more of a realistic simulation, you know, you might say one of the NHLs from like NHL 13 or 14 or something like that is the best. But if you're playing with friends and you just want to have a fantastic time, you want a hockey game, it's easy to pick up and play. NHL Hits might be the greatest hockey video game ever made. It is that good. I did ask the same question that I asked you at Simpson_ABE to our followers. Is this if Homer the Bat's number one, is this number two? Our friend Craig Baird from Canadian History X said, I'd put Team Homer in the top three as well. The bowling episode from season 7, can't argue that. It's probably the top three. At Jade Rockside said, this episode may be the cruelest that Homer's ever been. It's definitely up there. I think the Grimes episode is probably number one. And then our friend across the pond, David C. Hill, said he had a VHS and he shared a picture of this back in the day. It's called a Simpsons On Your Marks Get Set Dough. Homer falling across the finish line to get a donut.
Can you send me that?
Yeah, it had the Homer They Fall, Lisa on Ice, and Dancing Homer, but for some reason had Faith off and not Homer at the Bat. Kind of a weird compilation. You never knew what you were getting with those compilation VHS for The Simpsons. Like I said, this episode always stuck with me because it was specific hockey, and I was a hockey nut growing up. So anytime this one was on, like I was glued to the TV. I love how Bob Anderson, who helped with the writing in this episode, he went and scouted. And he didn't really know much about hockey, but he did his due diligence, and it paid off to make sure that the animations and stuff like that were Correct. And that it looked like an actual hockey game as much as they could make it. There's one flaw about this episode that pisses me off still to the. Do you know what it is? I'm actually, if you do, don't say,
I
because
don't.
we'll talk about it. There's one flaw. It pisses me off to this day. It pisses Mike Scully off, the guy who wrote it, because he can't believe he messed this up years later. And it bugged me when I first saw this, and it still bugs me to this day. We'll get to it in the episode. If you know what it is, you're probably with me on this already right now. That you're like, oh yeah, it's a hockey thing. I get it. Still, this episode is a 10 out of 10 for me. I'm so thoroughly, as soon as we got into season 6, I was like, this might be at the top of my list for episodes that I'm really looking forward to. So this is a 10 for me. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'll go in with a 10. Yeah, I love this episode.
It's just there's so many gags that I like vividly remember. Remember last time when we did Bart's Girlfriend, we were kind of going through the plot and we're like, oh, we remember the skateboard going down the hill and stuff like that. But there wasn't a whole lot we remember. I remember pretty much this entire episode, every single story arc, every single, probably because I watched it all the time. Because it's just so great. And this has the potential to give our third 10 before, 10 after watching. Treehouse from the season got a 10 out of 10 both times, as well as Itchy and Scratchy Land. Also got a 10 out of 10. So potential for our third 10. Will it pay off? Probably, but we'll see. It's why we do this whole series. Before we dive into the episode, though, a word from our tasty and delicious sponsor.
Donuts, Simpsons, Simpsons donuts. It just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know what, Shane? It really does. And for the best donuts in the world, you gotta check out Crave Donuts. They've got locations in Oshawa and Whitby, Ontario. And these Simpsons-loving donut bakers, they're creating some of the most delicious treats imaginable. They've got a year-round menu with the likes of a Cosmic Brownie Donut, a Churro Cruller. They've even got the Simpsons-inspired Pink Vanilla Sprinkle.
Yeah, and there's a rotating menu inspired by each season. In the fall, they've got apple pie, pumpkin spice cheesecake.
Doesn't that sound delicious? That sounds absolutely amazing. To top it all off, there's weekly specials. They've got some surprises each and every week, so keep an eye on that. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Check out their website, cravedonuts.com, as well as their Instagram for all the details. Trust us. If you're in the GTA, go hit up Crave, because you're going to end up with a belly full of goodness. It's probably going to cause you to make some sounds. Sound a little like this.
Donuts.
All right, so this is pretty crazy. So when we were getting things set up here, we transitioned over to watch Shane's DVDs together. And in the, I don't know, 45 seconds or so that it's been since we talked about something bugged me in this episode, somebody literally at Paul Burt literally replied on Twitter and said, here's the main problem with this episode, and then said it. Within like 45 seconds in real time
of me bringing
it. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. So it's still irking some people to this day.
Ears must have been burning.
Ears must have been burning. Yeah, so they preface this with the snow originally off the bat, because this came out November 13th, 94. During this weekend, Shane, what plot hole ridden, somewhat crappy Christmas movie came out?
Somewhat crappy?
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's kind of.
Jingle All the Way?
Ooh, you're close.
Oh, I am? Oh, interesting. What's the plot?
Well, it's got Santa in it.
Is it Santa Claus? Storm.
Yeah, there it is.
I like the first one.
It's light, but the plot makes sense. Count is zero, but it
is ready to shoot right up. And they didn't like doing snow episodes because the animation was more expensive.
Yeah, you basically have to make a whole new background.
But I have a soft spot for any snow episode in The Simpsons.
I do have a soft spot.
Always gets an extra point.
When Bart or Homer or somebody tosses something for no reason into the fireplace.
Do kids, I think I asked this last time there was a snow episode, but do kids even have snow days anymore? Or do they do school online?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I always think this is from a different episode. This
yeah.
I always think it's from Bark Gets an F.
Unseasonable warmth? I made the snowball from the front.
It's kind of like our weather, eh? Our weather jumps back and forth where we live.
It's a good prank, though, by Lisa. Kind of another character.
Of course she did. Yeah. Who else would have?
All right, Simpson. That's good. I did like the puzzle look too on the faces of Nelson and Kearney. Like, oh crap, Bart just lodged it this hard. A through
M. Yeah, Nelson's got orange hair there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's
see. We have no eggs.
Uncharacteristic so season 6 calling mistake. Huh?
Mrs. Krabappel, I didn't...
Attention, this is Principal Skinner, your principal, with a message from the principal's office.
Thanks.
All students need to proceed immediately
to an assembly in the Butthead Memorial Auditorium. Damn it, I wish we hadn't let the students name that one.
That's kind of another Simpsons prick in the future, letting people name things and they name it stupid things.
True, yeah. So I've come we're up actually going through a phase where we're just renaming everything that people find offensive.
Well, yeah, that too.
This way, your parents won't have to wait until report card time to punish you.
How innovative! I like it!
Hey, Dolph, take a memo on your Newton. Beat up Martin.
That reminds me of the TV show Recess.
All right, first academic alert.
The Palm Pilot, or like the little like
The Apple Newton. Did that thing actually work that poorly?
Yeah, no, it was not good. Or it was good for the time, rather.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
What a clip!
Nelson, you're failing history, geography, and math, but you're doing quite well in home ec.
Hey, keep it down, man.
Simpson.
Oh, Mac, interesting.
Grades are all I have. What could I be failing? I'm smart and a teacher.
Some of the kids, the background's kind of weird here. Some of the kids look like they belong in like season 2.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
It's not called gym, it's called PE. That's a nice gag if she can. And no way to waste basket.
Lisa, your father and I are very concerned about this warning. I really hope
but Bart would have definitely gone up and gotten some too.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah, there they are. All like 70 of them.
How about a present?
Yeah, how many? Yeah, there's at least like 30.
Done and done.
That's not fair. Why is Bart getting a present and I'm getting chewed out?
Ah, the mysteries of life.
It's true. Yep, that happens. There's always a scrummager kid and a non-scrummager teams outside
the school. You mean those leagues where parents push their kids into vicious competition to compensate for their own failed dreams of glory?
Look, I don't need this. I inhaled my favorite whistle this morning.
Parents are brutal, though.
Oh, man, they are.
Yeah. Man, this is full of, like, just really good
the psychics.
Gifts. Yeah.
I love the...
Man, one thing after another. Great.
Children, the volleyball. And that's their only ball. That's the next year coming out. Oh, that's so good.
She should date the construction worker that lost the cinder blocks.
Yeah. Mom, this is really scary. I'm going to get my first F ever.
Oh, I forgot the volleyball.
Cheer up. So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports.
This is a very Mike Scully type joke. He's very on the nose, like extreme on the nose.
I think Lisa needs to feel...
Although sports is just entertainment, it is like world-renowned, you know, a part of most cultures. So pretty important. Just also, for a social aspect, sports are pretty important.
I'll kill you!
A little sound horn makes
sense. That's great.
It's just like what you're saying. It's real life, too, that happens. The Mighty Picks. That's a direct, and the logo is a direct Mighty Ducks reference. And then the Quickie Mart Gougers. No kid knew what the hell that was.
Manager, but no.
Also, why the... I don't understand. This is 1994. The goalies are dressed like they're in the 60s.
True. Yeah.
Poor Milhouse.
Our goalie cannot stand up. Tell you what, get some roll.
This isn't actually too far off from something that realistically happened in real life. Eddie Shore tied his goalie to the crossbar so he'd stand up.
At least they didn't get the Zamboni driver in there.
Oh, yeah.
Defense! Come on! You call that blowing! Oh, yes! We won!
I know it's a crud movie, but I like it. But that scene always reminded me of Jack Frost.
Oh, Jack Frost. That's crud. I love how Wiggum bet against... Oh, the turtle! Here it is!
Here's your turtle, alive and well.
Oh, thanks, yes, Dad.
That might be one of the How top five most random, fantastic moments in the show. He pulls a live turtle, is now referenced again out of his pocket.
You're just jealous because you
sports. That actually is a really good collection of crud that would be at a hockey rink.
That's true. There's always crud, especially at community rinks.
Your first skills will transfer over to the game of hockey.
It's how he always sets their goal, just like Apu does here. Wing a slap shot a little bit.
No equipment or anything. Just like, here you go. Here's a slap shot.
You know who actually did this in real life, basically? To a goalie, a little boy who was like 9 years old? One of the idiots used to play for the Leafs, Joffrey Lupul.
Oh, I guess it didn't work out.
Well, the kid was in net. He was just joking, but if he had to hit the kid, like, he has great accuracy and stuff.
Fair.
It was during a thing where, you know, he was out practicing with... If the Bible has taught us nothing else, a family friend who was coaching a AAA team of young players, and he rifled a shot, slap shot at the goalie. And the goalie
isn't there rules that you cannot slap shot?
I don't know about
that. In certain leagues, or like if it's a community event, I don't think you are allowed to slap shot.
If you're, especially if you're a grown man and you're a young kid. Why does Mark have Melissa's teeth? Oh, that's good.
I now pronounce you President of these United...
Stop the inauguration. I just discovered a President-elect got it up in second grade gym class.
In that case, I sentence you to a lifetime of horror.
You ever get enough, you can't ever succeed in life.
Don't worry, it's just a name.
He said it was just a name.
What he meant is that Monster Island is actually a peninsula.
Great joke. Didn't get that.
Nice. Yeah, that's a little intellect
do you have
there.
My teeth?
Yes.
No.
Why does she want to know?
Okay,
teeth?
Hot Shot. Now that my daughter is on your team, I want to make a few things clear.
Please, Dad, I'll be fine.
I don't want anyone to give her a hard time just because she's different. No jokes, no taunting. Look, the kid's got bosoms. Who's got a wet towel? Come here, you butter.
Don't make me think... run. I'm full of chocolate.
Oh, that's
yes. As a tubby youth, that joke always hits home. It never gets old.
I can't even watch. I don't know how you two can sit here laughing.
This is basically my mom. So I was a goalie. She's like, she always thought I was going to get hurt anytime there was a shot on goal.
Well, to be fair, people get hurt often. If you play a sport, you will end up getting hurt in some capacity.
Probably. But goal equipment's so good that you don't even barely feel it. You feel it, but it doesn't hurt.
By blocking the net, I really think you helped your team.
Great analysis.
Okay, little buddy. Hop in. Up here. I mean my little girl buddy.
That's very nice, Dad. Nothing but like it's wrong for you to reward violence
favoritism
and
to your kids.
However, I will sit up front with you if it's a fatherly gesture of love.
Okay, hon. Sucker! Competitive violence! That's why you're here!
God.
Great line. We do a lot of these establishing shots at the rink.
Yeah.
It's like a third or
fourth. It's
nice. Yeah. It looks like a legitimate local hockey rink. They did a really good job here. The lease is getting good, too. It's pretty good.
They probably stopped doing slap shots from the red line.
Yeah.
Our best season ever.
But that's not it. That's not the thing.
It is because of teamwork.
Why the hell is Bart there if he's not on the team?
It's all because of Lisa.
What's here for Lisa?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Bart. If Lisa's better than you at hockey, does that mean you're going to become better than her at school?
Maybe I will, Milhouse. Maybe I will.
I love this music when they set it to a montage.
Who can tell me the capital of Spain? Bart Simpson.
One day, I just decided that, you know what? I'm going to, like, answer all the questions today.
Bart Simpson?
Because of this episode?
In grade school, yeah.
Bart Simpson.
And I legitimately, like, put a lot of time into my homework. And the teacher said I was hot that day. And, of course, kids being kids, that was just embarrassing. Because, like, teacher thinks you're hot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I do like Lisa's jersey.
Never try in school. That's the lesson.
Anyway. Never try. They won't bother you anymore. And always beat up somebody for wasting teacher's valuable time, like Nelson was.
I hardly ever let Mother fight for me anymore.
Oh, that's a good Skinner.
Sorry, Bart.
I haven't seen much of Skinner this season. Lisa
no. Yeah, he had a really bad last episode, seen. Though.
That's true.
Come watch TV with me, Dad. We missed the first two episodes of Cops, but if we hurry, we can catch the last three.
Oh, yeah, classic sorry, 90s TV. Cops was always on.
We'd ask you to come, but... you know.
Yeah. It's in the comment that you got via Twitter. Homer is being a really bad parent. He's being a bad guy, for sure.
I'm no Harvey Globetrotter.
He is, yeah, he definitely is.
Watch out for the shack attack.
Oh.
I told you to watch out.
I like how Marge says play the basketball. Such a mom thing to say. Fantastic rating.
Look, Ralph Wiggum lost his shin guard. Hack the ball! Hack the ball!
Wow. I am the tiger, mother of a teamster.
You know what? It actually makes sense that would happen to Ralph of all players. It's really hard to leave the shin pad at hockey.
Well, not wasted.
But if it's somebody, anybody, it's Ralph.
Let me give my special little winner a big.
Why does Bart have a jazz poster?
He's not in his room.
Oh, he's not?
I remember he's in Lisa's room. I remember when I was a kid, this confused me
too.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, okay, damn.
Bart, what are you doing in my room? Lisa, certain differences, rivalries, if you will, have come up between us. At first I thought we could talk it over like civilized people. But instead, I just ripped the head off Mr. Honey Bunny.
That's a great name for a toy too, Mr. Honey Bunny.
Mr. So the honey bunny
reminds me of Pulp Fiction.
Quiet down, Bart.
Bart, just get out of here.
Hey, it's a free country. You get out.
That's a really good one-liner.
That is a good. You don't expect that at all.
Get out. Okay.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Did you and your sister ever do something like this?
Yeah.
If you get
Did you win?
Hit, it's your own.
It's really not effective. Okay, once you make contact, it all just kind of goes out the window. This.
That means you didn't
And
win.
If any part of you should feel that air, it's your own fault.
I love the with the eyes closed too. The sound effects are great. Oh, the pie! Oh, man, I forgot the pie was in this.
Check that out. Now, Homer, don't you eat this pie.
Do you think that's a blueberry pie?
Oh, it's not a blueberry. They went back to their old staple of purple.
And if you get eaten, it's your own fault.
I did not see this coming when it happened when I was a kid.
Right in the range of it.
Oh, my. What the hell with it?
There you go.
Yeah, they just mucks it all.
That pie must be so hot.
That's so good.
Stop it.
That might be my eating candidate for best gag.
Mom, that is really annoying.
Bart started it.
Lisa started it.
I don't care who started it. I don't ever want to see you two fighting like that ever again. We love you both. You're not in competition with each other. Repeat, you are not in competition with each other.
Hey, Apu just called. This Friday, Lisa's team is playing Bart's team. You're in direct competition.
And don't go easy on each other just because you're brother and sister. I want to see you both fighting for your parents' love. Fight.
So funny.
All right, I'm going to make a little deal with you, Marge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Why were we at the jail?
I want to see my team play the hockey game if you promise to return to your cells.
Sorry, Pig. We can't make that promise.
All right, I'll sweeten the deal. You can see the game. You don't have to come back. But you have
to you don't have to come back. More crimes, just okay? Lets criminals out to watch a small children.
No. Seven p.m. is a good. That's when most hockey games on the eastern side start. Yeah.
Why is Grandpa?
Yeah, why is he on the playground with his groceries?
Fucking groceries. Why is he in the playground? Listen to the kids jump rope.
You'll have to do better than that tonight, chump.
Whoa! I asked for ketchup. I'm eating salad here.
I won't have any aggression.
So he puts it on anyways. I love that gag. Yeah.
Oh man. Hello. Okay. That's what that are you might doing be. Here? Oh yeah, Mo.
What, a bartender can't come by and say hi to his best salad customer. Is... Hey, how you there, Midge? Oh gee, I like what you've done to your hair.
You caught me at a real bad time, Mo. I hope you understand. I'm too tense to pretend I like you.
Yeah, and how
Mo just walks
doing?
In. He didn't.
Yeah, I'd be
pissed
too.
He came in the back
say
door.
Injuries? Something say that the gambling community might not yet know about? Come here, let me see those knees.
Mo, I think you should leave.
But Blanche, you gotta help me out here, please. I'm 64 grand in the hole.
Damn.
Gonna take my dog.
Take my dog. I like how he calls her Blanche, too, in a throwback to Streetcar.
Good luck tonight, sis. I'll try not to hurt you.
Don't worry, I'm wearing my lucky rabbit's head.
Nice.
That's nice, yeah.
Honey,
that's pretty
Bunny.
Cool.
You went human
good psychological warfare.
You want a piece of me?
Trumpet! Conserve your precious hatred for the game.
Now that we're all alone, Marge.
Some really good writing.
You like Lisa best.
Really good. The story here is just fantastic. Like, it's not...
No.
The, hey, Lou is in the behind home. I didn't even realize that. They both
look pissed off. Lou looks...
Look at Eddie and Ludo. They're both...
That's true, yeah. No hats.
We see them out of uniform without hats.
Playing favorites with us.
Hey, Mom! Look at me, Mom!
Hi, kids!
And now, to honor America, here's Krusty.
Oh, Clown. My God, Krusty.
Oh, say,
see a lot of stuff we're getting in there. I love when people butcher the anthem and then they put this gif in.
You know, I feel like it happens more often than not. There's always, like, that one spot people always fudge.
They shouldn't have turned down the cue cards. Why do they keep shooting from the blue line?
Yeah, they should really do it from the top of the circle, or maybe D can come in.
The stick handling motions are really good. Though. Like, they nailed that.
Beer off, Marge. I love you.
Big Lush 44-ounce beer at a kid's honky game.
Now we're just playing NHL hits. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of hits, lots of stuff that really doesn't make a ton of sense, but it's still good.
Oh,
yeah, there goes Goldman! Yeah! Yeah! People see that. Sound effects too of the skates on those are really good.
I demand vengeance. I want vengeance.
That's it.
Yeah, that's apparent for you. Watch the sports.
Every kid sports game.
A penalty shot will be taken by Bart Simpson.
Oh my God, Marge! A penalty shot with only 4 seconds left. It's your child versus mine. The winner will be shouted. The loser will be taunted and booed until my throat is sore.
What a great showdown here. This is like right out of a movie.
Kill Bart, kill Bart. It's like straight out of a movie. This is really builds up the tension.
Kill Bart. The kill Bart. That should be used in a English class or something like that. Like, hear the troubles with the English language. And you know, I love how Maggie's doing it too. Yeah, kill. This part is so great. How they're... recognize that, you know, they're brothers and sisters who really care about each other.
Oh, yeah. It's not brother and sisters and, you know, sisters and, you know, siblings in general. They don't get along a lot, but there's a lot of good memories in there.
Yeah.
You're both, like, learning
this part,
to behave socially.
When Bart gives Lisa the ice cream is fantastic.
Yeah. It's very sweet.
It's so good. They didn't really quite get Lisa's goalie mask right, but that's probably because they wanted to see her face.
Great game, Lise. Great game.
Looks more like a cricket helmet.
Wait, that's not how that works.
What's that?
That's not how that works.
What?
The clock.
What do you mean?
The timer just doesn't run out during a
And there it is, Shane. There it is. The pause it for a second.
All right, sure.
Fatal flaw of this episode when it comes to the hockey. Mike Scully, and that is what Paul Burt replied before this episode, before we start recording, that is the fatal flaw of this episode, and it still haunts Mike Scully. He's like, I'm a hockey guy. I should have known, and it's pissed me off. It doesn't detract from the episode because it's still great, but this pissed me off so much when I was a kid. I was like, time stops when there's a penalty shot. Like, what's going on here? The time doesn't keep going. So I know they had to figure out some way to, like, they could have just had Bart on a breakaway, realistically. And this is more of just a way to get the story across that they love each other. But yes, that is the fatal flaw when it comes to the actual hockey of this game. All right, let's get back to the teardown of the arena. I like how Wiggum is the one, too, instituting that they start a riot.
Yeah. Look at that. Immediately his cane just whipping it.
Yeah, he's whipping.
Those kids are like so sweet.
It would have ruined the pacing though if they had to finish out the last like 3 seconds or whatever.
That's true.
Oh well.
Yeah, Snakes is like a crowbar.
Oh yeah. Fire.
Fire, multiple fire.
Poor, blue-haired or man getting choked out.
Yeah, the guy kind of looks like Milhouse.
Great episode.
Oh, man, that's such a good episode.
Yeah.
The little things are the things that I forget about. I remember the basic plot and everything like that, and the fun hockey moments and whatnot. But it's the little lines from Homer and Moe's appearance because he's in gambling debts. And
even Mole Man falling down the stairs. Yeah.
Mole Man falling down the stairs. Totally forgot about that with all this stuff. Just a great, great episode. One of the best. It's not like crazy gang heavy, but it's one of the best stories that they have produced to this point in the series. This is just a 10 for me. Like,
it's mostly just all A plot.
It is. A plot all the way, and it's a fantastic plot. Doesn't feel stretched thin. Feels like they could have even done more potentially. I would have been interested to see what happened with the cameos, because they did want Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky. I wonder how that would have played out. Maybe they would have been like ringer coaches or something like that. I don't know. But still, that would have been interesting even to see how that could have played out. Even without those two, you know, this didn't need a cameo because it's just a fantastic story, and it's a 10 out of 10. Still, I can watch that again right now and be thoroughly pleased. It's just very, very enjoyable. What about yourself?
It's still a 10 for me. Similar, yeah. It's, you know, there were gags that I had even forgotten about that made the episode nicer. And, you know, it's gag heavy. The story is really good, but there's a lot of one-liners while still staying consistent to a storyline. Usually when they throw in a lot of one-liners, kind of similar to Bart's girlfriend.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like pretty decent one-liners in that episode, but the main story was kind of inconsistent. This was the opposite in that regard. It was had a lot of really good one-liners, but the story was also like really good and consistent. So
yes.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, I 100% agree. That's a really good assessment of it. Like, the pacing felt great, whereas the last episode felt a little bit choppy. This is wonderful. What are you going with for best gag, though? I'm genuinely, I have no idea. I have no idea where you're going to go with on this one.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot.
There is, yeah.
For me, Ralph stole a lot of this for me, but I'm actually going to go with Uter. Just because I was when I was in high school, without in grade school, I'm 5'10". I would probably weighed like 220 pounds.
Right.
At that point, not even my heaviest yet, but I was like definitely that kid in gym class where it's like, don't make me run, I'm full of chocolate.
That is a very good line too. Especially because it's Uter, because he's like the German kid who's always eating candy. And we've seen him that we know he is like chocolate is his absolute weakness. So that is fantastic.
Very funny. Yourself.
And you can relate to it. I'm going to go with Homer. I was going to go originally with the pie moment, but no, the, hey, I asked for ketchup, meat and salad here. And
yeah.
The reason why is that it kind of makes me remember my grandpa. My grandpa, I think he lost his taste buds in the last like 20 years of his life. And so when he would eat, he'd have like salad and like steak and potatoes. And he'd have it all in one plate, and he'd put just one sauce, but then he'd like mix it all together. So he'd be eating like steak and potatoes and ketchup and salad all in one bite while drinking coffee at like 6 o'clock at night. So that kind of moment takes me back and brings me a little bit of warm memories. And it's just a great line as well. What a fun
episode. Got a lot of good lines. Like also like, hey, Bart, be quiet. Like that one was almost my favorite gag.
The quiet down part. Yeah,
yeah, quiet down.
The head. Yeah. Yeah, yes, that's right. That's a very unexpected moment, too. Fantastic one. Homer and Ralph are kind of, and Uter are kind of the show stealers outside of Bart and Lisa for sure. But you know what always steals the show? That's when Shane does plug time. So take it away, Shane.
Follow us on Twitter, Simpsons_EB. You heard at the top of the episode that we got a lot of feedback for this episode, and we called out that feedback. And yeah, Nick, send me that photo of the VHS collection one of our listeners has.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
It's really neat. I'll repost that.
Yeah. So yeah, follow us on Twitter, interact with us, be mentioned on the show. We love hearing from you. And yeah, we'd love that. Also, in the description, there is Crave Donuts. So that is our sponsor. They sell donuts. No surprise there. They're delicious. If you live in the GTA, so they have a location in Whitby and Oshawa. Oshawa location plays Simpsons all the time. That's where the main owners also usually hang out, or rather work. And they're delicious. Definitely check them out. I'm actually kind of, you know, not kind of, but I am looking forward to my assorted donuts for next month. Should be delicious. Also, there's a link in the description called Buy Me a Coffee. You can donate money to the show, and we'll use it to better the show. And then also, if you're on your phone, which most of you are, and on Spotify, which again, most of you are, we do see those analytics. If you could go over to our page and follow us and rate us, we'd appreciate that. You can also comment on the episode through Spotify. We also read those, so please do so. That's the plugs.
See, that's why you listen to the plugs, because you learn valuable information from Shane all the time. In this case, donuts, a donut shop sells donuts.
And that's who knew?
With Shane. I got a challenge for you here, Shane, as we play us off.
Oh, really? I had one in mind.
Oh, actually, no, okay. You know what? You never get to pick. You never just get to pick, so.
I wanted to play the Mighty Ducks cartoon theme song.
Oh, yeah, play that. I haven't heard that in a long time. I'm sure many of you haven't either. That'll take you right back down memory lane. Fantastic. Go watch it, too, because that's a great show. Maybe we'll have to dig into that at some point.
It's on Disney Plus.
That is fun. All right, Shane's going to play us out with that. We'll catch you next week for Homer Badman. Take it easy. Look out, clear the way. Rockstar here to play.